Our first feature today is read by Robin Quine and is about a rail disaster in 1874 and some of the events planned in remembrance of those involved.
Paying respects to victims of rail tragedy 150 years ago. Upon the whole, it may be said that this line of railway will, for its length, be one of the most picturesque of any in the kingdom. Words that were written on the opening of the Yarmouth and Norwich Railway in 1844, and then, 30 years on, it became the scene of a head-on collision between two trains, which resulted in 26 men, women and children losing their lives and many more with terrible injuries. This was a time of hell and horror which should never be forgotten, and now 150 years on, we will all get the opportunity to pay our respects to those who lost their lives and discover more about this tragedy. The accident took place at Thorpe, and it is members of the Thorpe History Group, Thorpe Players, author Phyllida Scrivens and others who made sure that those who died and saved lives are never forgotten. In 2021, Phyllida wrote a brilliant book published by Pen and Sword, The Great Thorpe Railway Disaster, 1874, Heroes, Victims, Survivors, introducing us to those involved and events surrounding the disaster. Now, a programme of special events will be taking place in September and October to mark the 150th anniversary. And on Sunday, September the 15th, there will be a special commemorative service at St Andrew's Parish Church with the Bishop of Norwich, the Right Reverend Graham Usher, dedicating a bronze plaque naming those who died because of the collision. It was on a stormy night on September the 10th, 1874, that the mail train left Great Yarmouth. At 9:30 p.m, the train with 100 passengers collided with the express from London via Norwich on the single line track between Brundle and the city, close to the Three Tuns, now known as the Rushcutter's Arms. The crash was caused by a misunderstanding between a night inspector and young telegraph clerk at Thorpe Station, and life was never the same again for so many people. The impact was described as a deafening peal of thunder and the most serious collision between trains meeting each other on a single line of rails. The people of Thorpe rushed to the scene to help the passengers and were greeted with an horrific scene of people dead and dying and others with appalling injuries. The injured were taken to a local inn and boatyard, and a team of doctors and surgeons were assembled to treat the passengers from across Norfolk, Suffolk and beyond. Now the time has come to remember the heroes, victims and survivors. Some of the events taking place are as follows. September the 10th to the 15th, an exhibition by the Thorpe History Group with information and images about the disaster will be on display at the parish church. Saturday, September the 14th, two guided walks, pre-booking essential by emailing Nick Williams at info@thorpe-history-group.org. That's info@thorpe-history-group.org at 11 a.m. and 2 p.m. with a maximum of 20 people per walk. These will begin at Thorpe St Andrew Cemetery. Sunday, September the 15th, special commemorative morning service at St Andrew's Parish Church on Yarmouth Road, with the Bishop of Norwich, the Right Reverend Graham Usher, dedicating a commissioned bronze plaque, naming the 26 people who died because of the collision.